Well, it's so wonderful to be able to gather together to worship the Lord, isn't it?
我们大家欢聚一堂来庆来崇拜我们的主，是多么美好的事！
I am so grateful that we have this opportunity, and I'm so grateful that we have such a wonderful church.
我真是为我们的教会感恩，也很感谢我们大家能够有机会这样聚在一起来敬拜神。
I am also so grateful we have such wonderful pastors. I appreciate our pastors very much.
我非常欣赏我们教会的牧师，我很感恩我们有这么好的牧师。
And our deacons and elders and whoever has part of the church, I am indeed grateful and thankful to God.
我们教会里所有的同工，我们的执事们、长老们，所有这些在教会里服侍的同工，我都对你们非常感恩感谢。
I am especially grateful for the wonderful interpreters that God has given us.
Thank you.
she doesn't want to interpret that, so let me try. 我感谢主给我们的教会很非常好的翻译人，对不对？Not only Sister Lee Chin, but also Sister Lei and others that do such a wonderful job.
我们还有刘蕾姐妹、杰华姐妹都在，都是翻译同工，很感谢我们。
This morning I have a sermon that's a little bit different than the type of sermon I like to preach, but I feel directed by the Holy Spirit to this passage of Scripture today.
我今天要跟大家分享的信息，跟我通常想要分享的信息不太一样，而且。我通常也不大喜欢讲这样的信息，但是圣灵催逼我，所以我今天要讲这篇信息。
This is a sermon of warning, I believe.
这种讲到的信息可以说是一个警告。
A few days ago in Hope Sound, my phone went off and was this loud beeping noise, and I looked and it said that there was a tornado watch in our area.
在几天前，在我在 Hope Sound 的家里头，我的那个电话突然滴滴滴滴使劲响，我一看，原来是说是这个飓风的一个警告。
Warning, warning! It said, "Be watchful for tornadoes."
那上面就写的是警告，警告，这个飓风有可能要来，所以要小心。
Well, as a preacher of God's word and one that has the privilege of preaching to congregations and to people, I am called upon to do some warnings.Sometimes as something that could happen, may not happen, but could happen.
我是神的讲，我是一位牧师，我是呼召神来跟会众跟大家分享神的信息。那么我心里头有这样的一个警告，想跟大家要宣布一下，这样的事情可能发生，也可能不发生，但是这是一个警告，我想要跟大家分享。
So I wanted to go to the scripture this morning of God's disappointing vineyard.
所以今天我要讲的就是。神的这个让我们觉得很失望的，让神失望的一个葡萄园。
Underneath of it in Chinese was the Yeah, what more could have been done than what God has done?
我们中文下面中文跟这个题目似乎没有关系。他说还有什么可做呢？那实际上就是说神已经做了他做的，那我们可以做什么呢？
And as the Apostle Paul said, that I preach to others, but I have to take care of my own soul, lest I become a castaway as well.
这使徒保罗曾经说过，我向别人传道，可是希望我自己不要被主弃绝了，我还要关心我自己的灵魂，也要成长。
So a song of warning. Let's read together.
所以这就是一个警告之歌，我们大家一起来念。
Now let me sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved regarding his vineyard. My well-beloved has a vineyard on a very fruitful hill.
这是以赛亚书的第五章一到七节，我们一起来念中文。第一，我要为我所亲爱的唱歌，是我所爱者的歌，论他葡萄园的事。我所亲爱的有葡萄园在肥美的山岗上。We will continue.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
刨园子，剪去石头，栽种上等的葡萄树，又榨出榨酒池，指望结好葡萄，反倒结了野葡萄。耶路撒冷的居民和犹大人呐，请你们现今在我与我的葡萄园中断定是非。我为我葡萄园所做之外，还有什么可做的呢？ 我指望结好葡萄，怎么到结了野葡萄呢？现在我告诉你们，我要向我葡萄园怎样行，我必撤去篱笆，使它被吞没，拆毁墙垣，使它被践踏，我必使它荒废，不再修理，不再除刨，荆棘棘藜倒要生长，我也必命云不降雨在其上。万军之耶和华的葡萄园就是以色列家，他所喜爱的树就是犹大人，他指望的是公平，谁知道有暴虐，指望的是公义，谁知道有冤声。
This starts out as a possibility of a very pleasant song that he's going to sing to his beloved.
这位作者本来是想要唱给他的所爱的人唱一首很美妙的很动听的歌。
It tells us who he is speaking to at the moment. As a prophet in the Old Testament, they had a message for the people present, and they also had messages for the people in the future.
这是以赛亚是当时的先知，所以他想要为会众给他们告诉神让他给会众们传讲的信息，以后可能要发生的事情。
It tells us that the people he's talking to in the present is the people of Israel and also the people of Judah.
所以当时在他面前的这些会众是就是以色列人和犹大人。
But then looking out as the prophet is expressing these words, he's also speaking to those out in the future, and even to us here today.
但是他因为以赛亚是位先知，他不只是为对当时的人说话，他也为未来的人，甚至包括我们今天的人来讲话，因为他是来先知预言所要发生的事。
One of my Bible college teachers was always say when he read the Bible, he would pray that God would help him to apply what he read to his life.
我在上圣经大学的时候，一个教授就跟我们讲，他在读圣经的经句的时候，他常常就想神要通过这些经句，让我们怎样把这样的神的话运用在今天的生活中。
And as I was preparing this week, I prayed that same prayer. Lord, help me to take this warning seriously.
所以我这周在准备这个讲道的时候，我也跟这个我的教授一样做了这样的祷告。我说主啊，你让我看到我们今天所要听到的警告是什么。
So I will sing to my beloved a song of my beloved, a very pleasant vineyard. So starts out as a beautiful love song.
所以第一节听起来是很美的一首情歌。他说我要为我所亲爱的唱歌，是我所爱者的歌。论他葡萄园的事，我所亲爱的有葡萄园在肥美的山岗上。
But before long, we begin to realize it's not a song of pleasantness, but it's a song of tragedy.
我们很快再往下读，就发现这不是一首多么美妙的情歌，而是他在讲这个葡萄园一个悲惨的结局。
He says he planted a vineyard in a very fruitful hill.
他说我有葡萄园在肥美的山岗上。
Very fruitful hill. I grew up on a farm in Kentucky, a little dirt farm, a little poor farm. My father was a poor farmer. And so we were poor farmers' children. But my father always planted certain crops on certain fields of his farm.
我是从小在肯塔基州一个农场长大。我爸爸的农场是很贫瘠的。我们也都是很贫瘠的农夫的孩子。所以我们这个农场可能这个土地都不怎么好。但是我爸爸总是把特别的一些作物种在一些特别的地方。
When he wanted to plant watermelons, he had a special place on the farm that he wanted to plant his watermelons.
我爸爸想要种西瓜的话，他就要在那个我们农场上特别找一块地来种西瓜。
And the farmers that would raise crops to sell for cash, they would always choose the best fields of their farm to raise those cash crops on.
当时的那些农场主，他要去把地里的作物要是拿去卖的，他都是选最好最肥美的地去种这些作物，因为这样他可以卖个好价钱。
So the prophet Isaiah is saying that he wants to plant this vineyard in a very fruitful hill, the most fruitful place that he can find.
所以以赛亚就说他想要把这个葡萄园种在最肥美的那块地，那个山岗上。
And so at that very time, I guess it would be a place of the people of Jerusalem, the children of Israel, and also the children of Judah, a very fruitful place.
所以我就想，以赛亚所说的这块地，应该就是在耶路撒冷，这些以色列后代都聚集在那里，那应该是一块肥美的好地。
And so after he chooses the fruitful place, then he chooses to put a fence around about it. He builds a hedge around about it.
所以他把这个地选好之后，他就在周围筑篱笆，把这个地保护起来。
My father built fences to keep the cows inside of the fence so they would not go off of his farm.
我爸爸在农场周围筑篱笆，是为了把这个牛都困在这个地里头，不会让牛乱跑掉。
But when I visited Haiti some years ago, on several occasions, I would often see that they didn't want their neighbors' animals coming on their property, so they would plant a hedge. They would plant these thorny trees very close together, and even a pig could not get through them.
但是我去了海地好几次，海地的人在他们的地周围筑篱笆，是为了不让邻家的这些牛羊啊、猪啊进到他们园子里糟蹋他们的这个庄稼。所以他们就把那个用带刺的那种荆棘来筑篱笆，种的密密的，连个猪都挤不进去。
So that hedge around about us, that's a very important thing to remember, that as we walk with God, that He has built a hedge around about us to protect us.
所以我们要记得，我们在与神同行的时候，神是在我们周围筑了篱笆墙来保护我们的。
There are many dangers, many things that would like to come to destroy us and to take away from our walk with the Lord.
因为在这个世上也有很多危险的事，很多外部的一些力量想要把我们夺走，想破坏我们与主同行的这条路，所以神需要筑篱笆墙来保护我们。
I'm reminded in the book of Job when Satan was having a discussion with God, and God said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job?"
我还记得在约伯书里边，神就是撒旦在神面前的时候，神对他说：“你有没有看我的仆人约伯？”
And Satan said, "I can't touch him. I can't get to him because you've got a hedge around about him."
所以撒旦说：“我没法碰他，我也没法去攻击他，因为你在他周围筑了篱笆墙保护他。”
So God said, "Okay, I'll move the hedge in a little closer to him and allow you to do some things to bring some hardship and trials to my servant Job."
所以神就说：“那好，我把这个篱笆墙往里收一收，离他近一点，这样你就可以在他身上降一些灾，但是你不能伤害他。”
And so Satan took away his riches. He took away the children of Job. He took away those outside things that he could take away, but he couldn't get inside of the hedge.
但是，所以撒旦就把这个约伯的儿子们、孩子、他的儿女们都给杀了，然后又把约伯所有的财富都给掳走了。但是他没法伤害约伯，因为他周围还有篱笆墙在护着。
So God moved the hedge in a little bit, and he said, "Okay, you can afflict his body, but you cannot take his life." You see, the hedge was still around Job's life.
所以神就说：“我现在把这个篱笆墙再往里收一点，你可以伤害他的身体，但是你不能取走他的性命。”所以我们看到约伯的周围还是有这个篱笆墙在保护他。
But God never took away the hedge.
但是记住，神永远不会把篱笆墙拆掉挪走。
And as we walk with the Lord this morning, even though thousands of years later, we still have this acknowledgement, this comfort that God has a hedge about us and God is still in control.
当我们与神同行的时候，即使是在这几千年以后的现在，神仍然在我们周围筑了篱笆墙来保护。
So he built a fence around it, and now God prepared the soil. They're building the vineyard and they're preparing the soil. Preparing the soil, getting the ground ready.
Yeah. 所以他就神就开始预备这个园子里的地，他就刨挖园子，捡去石头来预备这块地，准备种葡萄树，在周围筑好了篱笆墙。
And so this morning, I wonder how God is preparing our hearts, how He has prepared our hearts, and how He is continually preparing our hearts to walk with Him.
所以看到这几个经节，我就在想，神是怎么样来预备我们心里的这块土呢？是神是已经预备了。还是在继续在预备，而且他会怎么样来对付我们心里的这样的一块土地。
I go back to Adam in the book of Genesis, and
我又想起创世纪里的亚当的故事。
Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, and God cast them out of the garden.
亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里犯了罪，所以神就把他们赶出了园子。
However, before He pronounced the punishment on Adam and Eve, He promised them that a Messiah would come to deliver them.
但是在他们神把他们给他们宣布神对他们的惩罚之前，他告诉他们以后会有一位弥赛亚来拯救。
And God didn't tell them how long it was going to be, and they were disappointed when their first son was born.
所以，但是神并没有告诉他们要等待多久来等候这位弥赛亚。所以他们生下第一个儿子的时候，他们有点失望。
As they held their baby boy up before the Lord, They thought that this was the promised Messiah, but God was still preparing the soil for the true Messiah.
他们把这个孩子来举给神看的时候，他们就以为这就是神所应许的这位弥赛亚，但是显然不是的。神还在他们心里的土地上在动工呢。
And you can start from Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, where God promised to send the Messiah, and you can follow that line of thread all the way through the Old Testament as you read it and study it.
在读旧约的时候，这创世纪第三章的第十五节，神就告诉我们这个弥赛亚，然后你整个旧约贯穿旧约的这么一个主题就是这位弥赛亚。
Preparing the soil for the Messiah to come, and whosoever would believe in him would have eternal life.
所以神一直是在预备这块地，让这位弥赛亚来的时候，无论是何人，只要信靠他的，就得永生。
Sometimes God has to send difficult situations into our lives to prepare us to believe in Him.
有的时候，神为了让我们能够相信他，会在我们的生活之中给我们带来一些困难的境地。
God has to allow difficult situations and trials and tests to come our way from time to time to build our faith in Him.
为了让我们的信心坚固，神有时候会允许困难的事在我们身上发生，让我们去面对试炼、面对试探，能够战胜，让我们的信心得以成长。
And when those trials and tests come, it's up to us to make our decision and to let God build our faith, or we can turn away, and as some do, many do.
我们在遇到这样的困难的时候，神是让我们允许我们做决定，我们决定可以来决定我们是不是要去让我们的信心成长。有的人就放弃了，就有不少人就是在面对困难无法战胜就放弃。
When my wife and I went to her brother's funeral just a few days ago, after the funeral we gathered together to eat a meal with the family, and there was a man that came there, and he said, "Oh, Fred Wingham, how are you?"
我前几天我太太的哥哥去世了，所以我们去参加他的葬礼。在这个葬礼结束后，大家一起来吃饭，其中有一个人就走过来跟我说 ：“Hey, Fred， 好久不见了，你怎么样
？”Come to find out that at one time in his life he had been very much a part of the church. He had sat where we are sitting this morning, and every activity of the church he was very faithful. He took part of it.
这个朋友他是一直是在教会的，然后他我们那个在我们的追思会上所教会里行使的这一些程序他都很熟悉。
But one day there came a severe trial and a test in his life.
但是有一天他的生命面对了一个极大的一个试炼。
And instead of going down on his knees and praying and let God prepare the soil and to build his faith.He turned and he walked away from God, and he says, "I want nothing to do with the church." And when we would try to talk about God, he'd say, "Let's change the subject."
他，但是他没有跪下来祷告，求神来帮助他，求神准备他心里这块地土，让他的信心能够得以成长。相反的，他就放弃了。他说：“好了，我再也不想跟教会有任何关系了。”所以我们跟他谈到教会的时候，他就说：“我不想谈这个话题。”
Preparing the soil is not always easy. Sometimes it's very hard work.
所以要去准备一块地土，让他指望他能够变成一块肥沃的好地，是很需要很艰苦的工作的，有时候是花很大功夫才做得到。
Looking out of our apartment window when we lived in Taiwan, and when we'd go walking to get some exercise through the rice paddies in the winter time when the weather was down in the 40 degrees and the wind was blowing, here would be the farmers out in their rice paddies with water, walking in water with their pants rolled up, preparing the soil for another crop of rice.
我们在台湾住的时候，从这个公寓的那个窗户望出去，外面就是很大的稻田。这稻田到了冬天，那就肯定就是不会再种稻子了，因为台湾的温度到冬天也还蛮冷的。他就看到那些农夫就会卷起裤子来，就趟在水里头，那么冷的那个水里头，他们去准备那块稻田，要去准备下一年的这个收成。
I saw a man get out of the field one day at the end of the day, and he had been walking in that cold water all day long.And he was hitting his legs, pounding on his legs, trying to get some feeling back in his legs. Yes, preparing the soil is hard sometimes.
我有时候就看到有农人就从那个干了劳作了一天，在那个冷水里头泡了一天，出来之后就敲打自己的腿，因为腿都冻麻了，就想要让给腿敲敲打打带来点热气。所以去准备一块地，让地第二年有好收成，是非常艰苦的劳动。
Here's what God did next. He cleared out the stones out of the field.
这是神所做的，他刨挖园子，捡去石头。
I was traveling some years ago with a gospel singing group, and we spent the night in Missouri. And the rancher where we spent the night, he took me out to show me his ranch the next day.
我在几多年前曾经和一个专门唱这个圣诗的一个诗班一块儿出去旅行，我们到的是密苏里的一个农场，然后那个农场主就第二天就想要给我看一看他的农场，带我去参观一下。
And all over his ranch were these great big piles of stone, big round circles and big piles of stone. I said, where did all the stone come from?
就是一块牧场，所以他第二天我就看他那个牧场上到处都有一大堆的那个大石头，我就问他说这石头从哪来的？
He said, I wanted grass to grow so my cows could have grass to eat, so I got a bunch of high school kids and paid them a little bit of money to come and to pick up the stones off of my fields.
他说我的牧场，我想要牛羊有草吃啊，这但是很多石头嘛，所以我就花钱，很少的一点钱，请高中的孩子们过来帮我把石头都捡起来。
Now with our walk with God as he's planting his vineyard in our heart, he wants to clear out the stones out of our lives.
我们跟神同行的时候，神也是希望在我们心里头这块地图上把这些石头都剪掉。
That stone of stumbling that so often causes us to stumble.
这些石头就像牛羊会碰着石头也会磕倒，我们也常常被这些石头绊倒。
I go back to the third grade when the teacher told us a little fable.
我还记得我上三年级的时候，老师给我们讲了一个很小的一个寓言故事。
She said there was a road back in the old days where that it had a big rock in the road, and it was very difficult, very heavy, and very difficult. So no one tried to move it; they just drove around it.
所以老师跟我们讲说，有一条路上中间有一个大石头，非常大的，谁都挪不动的那么一块很重的石头，所以大家没办法，只好绕着路边上走。
Here came along a tinker selling all kinds of little trinkets, you know, the kind that make noise and. He saw the stone, he thought, well, I'll just go over it. And going over it, he turned his cart over, and he lost all of his stuff, and he had to load it all back up.
那天就来了一个小贩，他专门是卖那些小孩玩的那叮叮当当的那小玩具啊，什么波浪鼓之类的。他看到那块大石头在那儿，他说，哎，我就从石头上翻过去好了。他就推着他的车想从上面走，结果一下子把车打翻了，所有的叮叮当当的都掉地上了，就还得把它重新装起来。
The stone of stumbling.
这个石头是可以绊倒人的。
But then along came a man eventually, and he looked at that stone and he said, you know, that's caused a lot of people to stumble. I'm going to remove that stone.
结果最终总算有一个人来了，他说，哟，这块大石头已经绊倒了那么多人，我得想办法把它挪走。
So he dug out the stone, he did whatever he had to do, and he moved the stone off of the path, and wouldn't you know, underneath of the stone was a bag of gold.
所以这个人就花了很大的力气去把这个石头从底下给挖出来，然后给挪开。你们知道他发现啥了？在石头底下发现了一包金子。A
lot of people had cursed the stone.
很多人在咒诅这块大石头。A
lot of people had tried to go over the stone.
有很多人想从石头上这么爬过去。But
if we let God, He'll take the stone out of our lives.
但是我们如果让神去做，神会把这块石头从我们的心里挪走。And
we'll find something more valuable than a bag of gold.
我们会在这个石头底下发现比金子更宝贵的东西。We'll
find that God has taught us a lesson. God has lifted us up and then strengthened our faith, and so much better than gold.
我们会发现神把这块石头挪走，让我们的信心成长，让我们的信心得以成熟，这比这个一口袋金子可要宝贵多了。
I'm thinking about also the reference to a stone in the New Testament.
我又想起来这个新约里面提到的这个石头。The
builders were building, and they were casting one stone aside. They always cast that stone aside and used other stones.
这些盖房子的人在盖房子的时候，他总是把一块石头给丢开，然后就用别的石头去盖房子。
Till they got to the very peak of the building and they looked, and that stone that they had been casting aside all that time became the chief cornerstone. Chief cornerstone, Jesus Christ, that came to clear out all the stones of our lives.
因为这块最重要的奠基石、房角石就是耶稣基督，他来是为了把我们生命之中的石头都给扔出去。
How about the stone of skepticism?
那么我们怀疑的那块石头又怎么样呢?
You remember Nathaniel sitting under a fig tree, and his brother came to him and said, "Come, I found the Messiah."
你还记得这个故事里面这个 who is
it? Nathaniel, I think.
拿但业。
Yeah.
你还记得吗？他的哥哥还是他的兄弟跟他说：“我找到弥赛亚了。”
And he said, "Oh no," he said, "there's nothing good can come out of Nazareth."
那拿但业也说：“这拿撒勒能出什么好东西吗？”
He was skeptical.
他非常怀疑。
But they said to him, "Come and see for yourself."
他兄弟说：“你快来，你自己看呐。”
And so he went, and he saw the Messiah.
所以他就去了，他看到了弥赛亚。
Sometimes it's just a matter of getting up off of our lazy bones and going and see for ourselves.
所以有的时候真的就是让我们不要那么懒惰，我们就站起来自己去看一看，看看真正究竟是不是弥赛亚。
So clearing out the stones.
所以要把石头都给清掉。
And so, then what God does, he chooses the choice vine for planting.
然后神把这个石头捡走之后，他就栽种了上等的葡萄树。
The choice vine. God looked all through the universe, but he didn't find anyone that could be the sacrifice for our sins.
神在这个整个宇宙中到处都看了，但是他没有法子找到一个人能够做我们的牺牲。
I think of all of those great Old Testament characters. I think of Joseph in the book of Genesis.
我就在旧约里去找这些伟人。我说这些难道一个都不配吗？比如说约瑟。
He was a type of Christ. You cannot find any blemish in Joseph's record in his life in the Bible.
这在旧约里，约瑟其实是他是代表了基督的一个方面。他身上没有任何的缺点，所以我们就觉得他是无可指摘的嘛。
But Joseph couldn't be the chief cornerstone.
但是约瑟却不能做这个最重要的这个房角石。
He couldn't be the choice vine for planting.
他也不能成为这个最上等的葡萄树。
I think of Abraham and his walk of righteousness by faith with God.
我又想到亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕是与神同行，而且他是凭着信心与神同行的一个人。
No, as good as he was, he still wasn't the choice vine for planting.
我觉得他已经足够好了吧？但是神还是觉得他不配去做这个房角石。
You want to talk about Moses?
然后再说到摩西。
You want to talk about King David, a man after God's own heart?
或者大卫王，合神心意的大卫。
Ah, but they don't fit the choice vine for planting.
他们都不是神所拣选的最上等的葡萄树。
And after God had passed over all of those good men and righteous men and the prophets in the Old Testament without finding the true vine, he chose his only begotten son.
因为神就在旧约里这些伟人之中一个一个的看过去，从那些先知中也一个一个的找过去，他没有找到他要找的房角石，最后他只得把自己最心爱的儿子作为这块。
The choice vine for planting.
这是最上等的那棵葡萄树。
Now here it is, the next thing he's going to do, he's going to build a tower.
然后神就在园中盖了一座楼。
You ever drive around the airport and you see that big tall tower with a room up the top with the glasses look like it's green glass and people sitting up there directing all the planes coming and going from the airport?
大家在这个机场周围开车的时候有没有注意到机场的那个高塔？高塔是就是这个指挥空中的指挥，他们就指挥这些飞机来来去去起降啊什么的。
Even though they got radar and all of that kind of stuff, electronic instruments to see planes with, and all the traffic coming and going and all of that, still they need to be up high in a tower so they can see.
这个塔上是有人在那指挥的。尽管我们现在的技术这么发达，我们有雷达了，我们有各种仪器来帮助我们知道这空中的这个飞机的路线，我们仍然是需要有人能够爬到那个塔顶上去看的。
Back in the day when my wife and I were missionaries in the islands,
我太太当年曾经在周围的岛上面做宣教士。
We took one of the mission planes up north and spent a few days with our parents.
有一次我们就坐了一个就是专门是宣教士的那个小飞机往北边去，我们跟我们的父母一起在一起待了几天。
And the night before we were supposed to leave the next day to go to Virginia from Kentucky. We had a missionary service.
那天本来第二天我们就要离开了，结果那天有一个宣教的一个服事。
And there was a older couple there that knew us, and they asked my wife, "What time are you leaving tomorrow to fly to Virginia in your plane?"
那边有一对年长的夫妇，他们认识我们，所以他们就问我太太说，明天你们飞机是几点钟要离开这儿去 Virginia 呢？
She said I'll be praying.
她说我要为你们祷告。
And so the next day came, and we got in our little plane in Madison, Indiana, and we flew across Kentucky and West Virginia, and into Roanoke, Virginia.
然后第二天我们到时间了，就坐了这个宣教的，就是很小的一个小飞机，我们就从那个 Virginia, Kentucky 那边飞过去。
The town of Roanoke, Virginia, the city of Roanoke, Virginia, sets down in a bowl. That is, there's mountains all the way around it, and just sitting there in that bowl is the city of Roanoke, Virginia.
我们要去的那个小城市就是 Virginia 的那叫 Roanoke 的一个小城市，它实际上这形状像是一个碗一样，周围都是山包在中间，这个城市就在这个碗底下。
So coming into that airport, you have to come in relatively high, and so you can see. And so when we got close,I began to communicate with the tower.
所以我们要飞过去的话，那飞机开始要飞得很高才能越过那个山，然后再要还要降落。我就跟这个空中的指挥来开始有一些交流。
They gave me landing instructions with this on the end of it. They said you are number two to land.
他就告诉我这个当天的情形啊，然后跟我讲你是第二架要降落的飞机。
According to what they told me, there was just one airplane in front of me.And I should look out visibly and find this airplane and make sure that I stayed and landed after he was safely on the ground.
所以他就跟我讲，我当天在我之前只有一架飞机，所以我只需要在这仔细去看，看到那个飞机，就确保那个飞机已经安全的降落之后，我才能够降落。
And so I looked out and I saw a little light twin-engine plane just crossing the runway lights, and he was still flying, so he hadn't landed yet.And so I assumed that they meant that I was number two behind him.
所以我就想，哦，我就盯着地上看，我看到有个飞机好像还在那飞呢，一个小飞机在我们前面。我就想，这就是他说的第一架飞机，所以我是第二架。
But what I didn't know was they meant I was number two behind that big Piedmont airline of four engines out there that was coming straight into the runway, and I was supposed to go in behind him, number two behind him, which in my count would have been number three.
但是他实际上这个空中指挥的这个意思，实际上是说，我是第二架跟在一个超架的一个大飞机后面的，那个飞机有四个马引擎的那种大飞机，我没看到那个飞机，我就以为说我是跟着这个小飞机后面的第二架，所以在我理解，他应该说我是第三架飞机，所以我理解有误。
And so I just continued to fly in a flight pattern, just like I had good sense and.And all of a sudden, the tower come on, turn left, immediately, turn left.
结果，我估计是温姆士当时那个飞机他自己开的。他说我就那么开，我就准备跟着小飞机后面准备降落了。没想到那个空中指挥就拼命的叫左转左转。
My wife was sitting in the co-pilot seat beside of me, and she looked out, and there was that big Piedmont airline right there in her window.
我太太就当时就坐在我旁边那个副驾驶的位置，她往外一看，那个大飞机就在我们眼前。
And later, the pilot of the Piedmont airline told me, he said, "When I looked out and saw you, I said to myself, after all these years of flying safely, this is the end."
等我们安全降落之后，那个大飞机的那个飞行员就跟我讲，他说我当时看着你这个小飞机冲着我们飞过来，我当时就想完蛋了，我这几十年飞行无事故，看样子今天要完蛋了。
There's a law of physics that says that two objects cannot occupy the same space at the same time.
这物理原则就是说了，在一个同一时间同一个地点，一件事情不能有两个人来控制同一样东西。
While they were telling me to turn left, they were telling him to turn right.
所以这个空中指挥在要告诉我左转左转，他又让这个大飞机右转右转。
He was below the tops of the mountains, and being a huge plane, he had to have a lot of room to be able to make a turn.
这个大飞机是它周围都是山的环绕着，所以没有那么多的空间让它去挪动啊。
Well, he barely missed the mountain and came back around, made a circle, and came in safely, and then I landed after he did.
这个大飞机的飞行员显然是很有经验，他拼命的就总算是绕过了山头，然后。还能够挪开位置让我来降落。
So when both planes were safely on the ground, the tower said to us, "We want you pilots to come up to the tower. We've got some things to discuss."
我们两个总算都平安降落了，然后就听到空中指挥说：“你们俩都上来，到楼上来了。”
So I waited as long as I could. I tied my airplane down. I did everything I could to delay, and finally I was on my way up to the tower.
我当时, 你们可以想象我的心里有多紧张, 因为那就是生死一瞬间的事儿, 所以我就拼命地拖时间, 我把这个飞机给收拾好了, 给固定了, 确保一切都平安了, 我才慢慢地就往上爬。
And it wasn't really pleasant in that room when we got there.
我们到那个楼上那个房间, 那个气氛的确不那么愉快。
They said, what were you doing?
他说你在干嘛呢?
I said, I was following instructions. You said I was number two to land. I saw number one, and I was number two.
我说我就是照着你的指挥啊, 你说我是第二个架要降落的, 我看到前面有一架已经降落了, 我就降落了嘛。
Oh, well, what kind of plane was it that hadn't landed? And I described the plane to them, and you know, all of a sudden, they said, okay, we're not going to take this any further. You're free to go. Just be careful.
然后他就问我, 那你看到那架飞机是什么样的? 我就跟他形容我看到那个小飞机是什么样。
Well,
他们最后他们说, 啊, 算了, 这个我们不再讨论了, 你就走吧。
You know, when they planted a vineyard, they would build a tower. We've already got a hedge around to keep the animals out, but now that tower is so at harvest time, they can go up there and keep people from coming in and stealing the harvest.
所以这个园子, 神建好这个园子, 又把周围竖了篱笆墙, 还要再盖一个楼, 这样子, 这个楼里的人就可以在
And God has got a tower for us. You remember when Jesus was getting ready to ascend back to heaven and he told his disciples, if I go away, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will send the Holy Spirit to be your comforter and guide and keeper.
神已经给我们盖了一座楼, 你记得吗? 在耶稣升天之前, 他说, 我不会让你们就在这里孤单无依的, 我会 也不会让你们毫无安慰，我会派一个安慰者来。
And you know that Holy Spirit watches over us, and if we will listen, we will hear His voice from time to time. Not the little voice out of heaven, but that urge or that little tap on the shoulder. I don't feel it's exactly right to go this way.
所以这个圣灵其实就是这样的一座楼，它在保护我们，在帮我们，在盯着周围的情形。 如果我们要常常的警醒，要听他的声音，这声音也许不是从天堂来的，而是就是你心里头的一种渴慕，然后让你觉得好像有人拍拍你的肩膀，跟你说不要这样做，这个不要从这条路走。Then
he said, "I'll prepare a wine press," or he prepared a wine press.
然后这个神又凿出了压酒池。
He prepared a wine press because he was expecting a harvest. So when I want to apply this to my life, I said, yes, Lord, I want the wine press to be necessary because I want to live for you.
就联想到我自己的生命，我就想跟神说，神啊，我希望我的生命中也有这样的准备好这样的一个压轴池，因为我希望我的生命是能够结出果子来的。
He expected good grapes to come.
他指望结好葡萄。
I've given you a lot of personal illustrations. Let me give you one more.
我跟大家已经给了很多我个人的一些比喻啊，一些画面来跟你们联系这段话。我现在想给你再来一个。On my
father's farm, he raised acres and acres of strawberries.
我爸爸的这个农场种的都是成亩成亩的这个草莓。And
I loved those big sweet strawberries, and they were sweet to the taste, and I ate a lot of them every year.
我很喜欢吃那种成熟的那么甜美的草莓，所以每年都吃很多。
But after the season was over, and summertime would get hot and dry, and I would go down in the pasture to bring the cows up to milk.
但这个草莓季结束之后，这个到夏天就非常热又干，然后我就把这个牛带过来要去挤奶。
Along the path, I would see little strawberries, wild strawberries.
然后在这个草莓原来的这个草莓地上已经过季了嘛，我就看到一些野草莓，小小的这个野草莓。
And I would sometimes attempt to eat those wild strawberries.
有时候我就想试着吃吃这个野草莓，看看什么味儿。Oh,
but they weren't sweet. They were sour, the sourest thing I'd ever had in my mouth. I didn't swallow them. I spit them out. They were so sour.
那个野草莓好酸啊，根本不是我们家种的草莓那个甜味儿，所以我根本就没法咽下去，立刻就吐出来。God
wasn't expecting wild grapes along the path. He was expecting good grapes.
神不指望着地里会结野葡萄，他希望得到的是好葡萄啊。
But then there's a but here.
但是这里头有一个转折。
I want to assure you this morning that there doesn't have to be a but in our lives.
我想要跟大家说，我们的生命中不需要有这样的一个转折。
So God says, here's what I'm going to do.
神说我要做的就是这个。
And so God says, first of all, I want you to please judge between me and my vineyard.
他说，请你们现今在我与我的葡萄园中断定是非。
I will take away the hedge.
我要把篱笆墙拆了。
Shall be burned.
把篱笆墙给烧了。
And I'll break down the wall.
我要把墙全都毁掉。
I will lay it waste.
我就让这个地就荒废掉。
This is the one that hasn't responded to the leadings of the Holy Spirit. This is the one who hasn't responded in the correct way to when temptations come.
当诱惑来临的时候，就试探来临的时候，我们不是这样回应，这样回应。
And here's what God looked for. He looked for justice.
因为神所要的是公义。
And he looked for righteousness.
神要的就是公义公平。
And Lord, this morning, help me to produce justice and righteousness as I walk with you.
主啊，当我们在与你同行的时候，希望求你帮助我们，让我们也能够带来的是公平和公义。
And Lord, help us to take this warning seriously.
主啊，也帮助我们让把这个警告能够很严肃认真地对待这个警告。
Let us pray.
我们来一起祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning for your goodness and mercies.
主啊，我们感谢你的美善和你的这个同对我们的这个对我们的爱。
We thank you, Lord, for the message of salvation.
主啊，我们也感谢你给我们这样的信息。
And the joy it brings to our lives.
你的信息给我们带来喜乐。
But Lord, help us to heed the warnings that are included in the Scripture.
但是主啊，也帮助我们看到这段经文里头的警告。
And help it to be so, Lord, that there, when we are stand before you and you're looking for good grapes, that it will not be a but in our lives, but it'll be enter thou into the joy of the Lord.
主啊，当我们有一天面对你的时候，求你在我们身上看到的是好葡萄，而不是有这个转折、这个但是带来的这些野葡萄，让我们能够看到你的良善，也让我们能够成就良善。
Bless our church, Lord.
主啊，祝福这个教会。
Bless us individually, Lord.
祝福我们教会的每个弟兄姐妹。
And may all that we do bring honor and glory to your name.
求主让我们所做的一切都能够给你的名带来荣耀。
In the name of Jesus we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.